Each month we speak with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. We look ahead to some audio-described treats. Could be theatre, musicals, even museums and galleries. Audio description allows blind or partially sighted people to enjoy, you know, when you go to the theatre, you know, what you see on stage. Well, if you can't see what's there, you get a headset and the describer tells you what's going on stage. They give you all the info about maybe what the actors are doing in between all the dialogue. Now, we take a look at some of these, which are touring productions or, as you said, museums or galleries. Anne is with us right now. Anne, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's start with the theatre. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start with Summer Holiday, and this one's at the Octagon.
This one's at the Octagon, yes. It's just going to be at the Octagon, this one. It's always nice working there because that's where it all began for me with audio description. The theatre is 50 years old, and so to celebrate that, but also to move it on a little, it's having some building work done. So this building work is just about ready to start, and to celebrate this and the new season, which is going to be out and about all over the place, the Octagon is taking us on a summer holiday. And to begin with, we're going to the town centre interchange and we're all going to get on a bus and we're going to be serenaded while we're on the bus. And then we're going to be taken into the centre of Bolton and then finally end up at the auditorium just before they start knocking walls down and ripping seats out and so on. It's a kind of promenade production, but promenading on a bus. And it just sounds lots of fun and the sort of thing that will make you put you in the mood for summer, I think.
Right, so not going to take you to Paris on the bus.
Sadly, not that far. Just a mile or so from the station to the centre. But I'm sure it will feel just as exciting as going to Paris.
And you'll be doing your audio descriptions of telling people what's going on around about them.
Yes, I'll meet them at the interchange and I'll describe to them the bus we're going on and what's going to happen. On the bus, I'll just let them sing along because that's what it's all about. And then we're actually pre-recording sections of the introduction for when we're outside. And then once we get into the auditorium, then it will come through the headsets as normal. So it's a bit of a change. It's a bit of a mix of an event and pre-recorded and then the live audio description as we get there. But also I'll be there and the front of house staff will be there to help guide people, help people get on and off the bus, get them from one place to another as well. So all that side of things has been thought about as well.
Sounds great fun. When does this take place?
In just a couple of weeks here in Bolton. And for ticket details and to book the headsets and to get the information sent in advance, people need to ring 01204 520 661 and they'll get sent all the information.
Fantastic. Now, we will talk about theatre soon, actually in the theatre for the whole performance, but let's take a look at Tate now. We're looking at the one in Liverpool.
The Tate in Liverpool has had a history of providing audio description on and off over the years, and I've done quite a bit of training with staff over there. This one sounds quite interesting. It's from one of the senior handlers at the Tate, the people that carry things around and hang things and get very involved in the practical side of things. The guy is called Ken, and he is leaving after 40 years at the Tate, and he has been allowed to select the works for an exhibition. So it's his choice what is hanging on the walls or presented on the plinths for this particular exhibition. And so we've then got to cut the works down to about 6 or 8, which are then going to be described. So rather than it coming from a very art academic point of view or an art historical point of view, these are personal favourites of somebody who has worked there day in, day out over 40 years. So I like that personal touch, and I think that's going to be really, really interesting to see what he's chosen from the vast number of works in the collection and what he has selected to have hung and displayed as part of his personal choice. What a wonderful way to finish working at a gallery, to have your own personal selection of artworks on display.
And the stories behind it as well, and the anecdotes you'll probably
Absolutely.
Get from that too.
So yes, it's my colleague Michael, who's actually delivering the audio description on this one, and he will work with Jeanette, who is one of the visitor assistants, very, very knowledgeable about the collection. So she will be able to fill in on why he has chosen particular works and what they meant to him. So it will feel very, very personal, and people will gain a great deal of insight. So it might be the stories behind the works and what happened when they're on display, rather than, as I say, the art historical, the academic background that we're normally privileged to get. So we'll have a little bit of that, but also this very personal insight.
Another really layer, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the sound of that. Okay, let's go to the boards then, and we've got time for a couple more, and let's look at Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon, it's doing quite an extensive tour, so hopefully people will be able to catch it with audio description at theatres all around the country. I recently described it in Manchester, next it's in Liverpool in June, and then it's continuing its tour, and it tends to be in a venue for quite a long time. So most of the venues are providing audio description. And if your theatre isn't, well, get on to them, because there's no reason why they shouldn't offer audio description and a touch tour. So this one, of course, it's a fantastic epic tale centering on the relationship between a young GI, Chris, who finds himself caught up in the Vietnam War, meets a young girl called Kim. They fall in love, then they're torn apart because of the war. What happens next? But it's a spectacular one. There's plenty to audio describe. Sometimes the stage is full with 20, 30 dancers. There are acrobatics. There are scenes with masses of people rushing about. And then we move to the very small scale, maybe just Kim and Chris alone in a very small room singing to each other. Lots of memorable music and the story of a whole generation, really, of people, but told through these very individual personal stories. Mm. So one to bring your hanky to. Oh. And, of course, we have the helicopter scene where the driver has to blast very loudly so that we can be heard over the rotor blades. Makes a lasting impression.
Always good to get the touch tours. You get on stage and sometimes meet the cast, but you get that feeling, a chance to get up close to some of the props and the staging as well. In fact, I think it was last year, I went to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, yes.
And I actually got to the car.
Wow.
Don't think you were supposed to, but they went low.
I don't think you were, but never mind.
But
we won't tell.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Yeah. Loved it. Yeah. One more then, Anne. We've got The Band.
The Band, yes, this is another one, a very popular show. It seems to sell out just about everywhere. And this has been touring all over the place. I'm describing it next in Nottingham. Tickets are selling like hotcakes, so do get in touch if you're planning to come along to that one. Because it's been to a lot of theatres, but there hasn't been a lot of audio description. But this one, there definitely will be, and there'll be a touch tour. And this is the wonderful story of the girls who were in love with the boys in the band, and it's the band appear as the women grow older in their minds, almost as a fantasy sequence, a dream sequence, and it's great music, great dance routines, and it's a lovely telling of the story between the four women and what binds them together and what happens. They're very, very close when they're young girls, and then something happens and they get driven apart and they all go off and lead their own lives, and then they meet as adults and we find out what's been happening to them in the meantime, who's happy, who's not, who always that thing where you look at a group of people and you think, well, that one's going to be successful, that one's going to have a family, that one's going to do this, and then often life doesn't turn out like that, and we find out what's happened to them on their life journeys, and there's still this strong bond with the music. So as well as it being a great one to bop to in your seat, it's got those lovely stories as well. So that's really, really enjoyable, this one too.
Does it take you back to when you did your Bay City Rollers posters on the wall, Anne?
Oh, yes, I had a couple of those.
Lovely. Right. Well, a great mixed bag for us today. And there are, of course, loads and loads of shows which are already described and on tour as well, not to mention the museums and the galleries and so on. Mm-hmm. If people would like to learn more, Anne, about Mind's Eye Arts and where you guys are working, how do they do that?
The best way is to have a quick check out of the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and you'll find an events page on there with full details and venues and times, and also the news page, which is updated every month to catch up with what's happening. If you want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. Also, we're on Twitter. That's @MindsEyeArt, and we have a Facebook page, and people are always very welcome to drop in there and find out what's happening.
Lovely, and we'll catch up with you again next month. In the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.